Shaw's Star Market Studios, the home of Dale and Keith, middays 10 to 2. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston, a radio.com sports station.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing.
Yeah, this album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I'd never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from, that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah.
And to all my peoples in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking the bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back.
When all right, Danielle says jump and I say how high. So I put
Mr. Gangster over here.
I put Wiggy's Biggie sweatshirt on. Extra Biggie. This thing is, I'm swimming in this thing, as you said. It's what size is this?
I think it's a 3X.
Gorilla.
It's giant. Yeah.
Like smells that. Nice, though. What do you wear? Are you one of those people who baby powder themselves or something before you leave the house?
It's palm, it's cocoa butter, it's some cologne.
Wiggy always smells good. I'll give him that.
Wiggy, you're going to have to get a lot of cocoa butter because that thing's going to reek of hollandaise when you get back.
I'm not taking it with me this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I did share the photo of me and Wiggy, just a couple real OGs, on my Instagram. Greg
Hill. You do look like a real OG, though.
Do I look like a real OG?
Yeah, you look like, all right, I'd like to have him in my camp. He looks like a straight up killer.
Oh, he looks like someone who grabbed some clothing in the dark and couldn't see it. And just like, you know, he was like, whatever, I'm putting like two different shoes on the feet.
Come on, Danielle. If you were walking down an alley and you saw him.
Yeah, I'd cross the street.
All right, see, there
I think
you
he's
go.
Gonna steal my Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
You somehow lost whatever street cred you may have had with that thing on.
Yeah, that's something else. I wanna go back to Greg's lead for a second because I've been thinking about it. Now, if you missed it, Greg's lead this morning was that there's this kind of conspiracy theory among people in Gen Z that Helen Keller wasn't real.
Yes.
Because she couldn't possibly have learned to read and write being blind and deaf.
Yeah, this is a big thing with Gen Z on TikTok and elsewhere that Helen Keller was not legit.
Right.
What is Gen Z? I don't know what that is.
That is it's just slightly above the millennials, correct, Danielle?
Or is it millennials? Hold on a sec. So I always have to double check because they renamed Gen Y was renamed millennials. Gen Z is after millennials. So the birth years for Gen Z. Hang on one second.
Do they think she's just a fictional character?
Yes,
they don't believe it. Character. They think it's a fraud. They think it's fraudulent.
So it's like Frankenstein.
I guess they think it's become legend or something like that.
Well, I am Helen Keller.
Right. But but I'm being serious. Like when you don't believe it, but they made movies about it.
It's history.
Right.
It's been taught. The story's been taught since the dawn of time.
Right. So is it? It's like Frankenstein.
It's like Tachosaurus.
It's a fictional character that was made up and, you know, had a book wrote about them. And that's what they believe.
I love the suggestions from people on TikTok. Like, the only way I would have believed Helen Keller was real is if she were on America's Got Talent. Because that's talent. Like, what?
It's pretty impressive, though.
It's an amazing.
Of course it's hugely impressive, but people have overcome all sorts of, you know, incredible challenges and disabilities.
I.e. Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles.
Yes. It's just, you know, I'm trying to find some other comments on Twitter because it's amazing.
But why would you guess that it's gained so much traction? Like, why would all these people be running around suggesting that it's fake and that she's not, that it's not legit what the woman did?
Because I guess maybe, like, if I'm trying to, you know, be like, play devil's advocate here, like, how would you be able to read and write if you couldn't see or hear?
Right.
Like, how would...
Well, she could until she was, like, 2 years old or something.
Right.
And okay. She lost it.
Right, all right. But 2 years old, you're still not
right.
That mentally developed. You know, I guess it would be like, you know, it's one thing if you're blind and Stevie Wonder learns how to play the piano because it's through Braille. And then it's another thing if you're deaf and you're able to learn through sign language. But if you can't do neither, that's impressive. How do you do it? Like, how would you teach somebody... You know what I mean?
Gen Z is right after millennials. They were born right. after millennials.
So mid-90s up to 2010.
Okay.
So it must be all done on touch.
So there's one thread that I'm reading. It said, blind and deaf but could read and write. Helen Keller was a fictional character, IDC. I don't care. Bitch wasn't real because that ain't possible. Helen Keller, that name sounds fake as F. How can you learn to braille if you can't hear? It's not adding up.
I mean, honestly, it's an amazing story. It's a, although this texter says it's just like Christopher Columbus discovering America.
What does he mean by that?
Saying that that's fake too.
How did we get here?
Where?
Here the in Mayflower.
America? On the show.
we crossed the Atlantic. It's an interesting thing, don't you think, Curtis? It's interesting that people are denying.
People on TikTok? Who cares about people on TikTok?
People are denying things that have happened legitimately in the history of the
world. If one of them wants to call in, I'd be entertained.
I want to have one of these. Like, I really want to reach out to one of these people that's aggressive on Twitter and be like, can you please call a radio show and explain the theory behind this?
Yes.
Because it's crazy.
But
my dad and I are researching Helen Keller right now to figure out if she was real. It's so funny. I don't think she was.
But
are you kidding me?
Is there proof of existence, right?
There's photos.
There's photos
Lots of
her.
Photos.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just found out my mom believes in Helen Keller. Good thing I'm moving out in a few days.
Because don't they say...
Noah, on January 3rd.
Don't they say the moon landing was fake?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes. So...
Yes.
Well,
I'm still out on that one anyway, so...
Well, Danielle, you're out on it. You don't believe the moon landing?
A little sketchy.
Well, see?
You are?
Hollywood.
Well, there
you
go.
Are you serious? Yeah. Really? Yeah.
So she might be out...
I question. I like to read and question things.
So how do you have an issue with people that are questioning Helen Keller?
Oh, I don't. I just think it's funny. It's like,
didn't Braille come about because of Helen Keller?
Why
I don't know.
Why was Braille invented?
Yeah, I don't. I missed that day of school.
I think there'd be no such thing as the Braille part of the ATM machine if it
right,
weren't
but
for...
if you're learning Braille, right, it's through touch.
Yeah.
But then people have to tell you what it is you're feeling and that
right,
represents.
So you're saying that because she was both blind and deaf.
Right. How
would she ever.
Right, how did they give the info to her?
Right. How will you teach somebody something?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's an interesting
thing.
It's
like two of your most interpretive senses. Braille was invented in 1819 by a French army officer by the name of Captain Charles Barbier. It was called night writing. It was intended for nighttime battlefield communications. Mm-hmm. And then in the early 1800s, they transitioned that over to schools for the blind. Very interesting.
774 text. My girlfriend is convinced that Helen Keller is a fraud because how can you go to college, get a degree, become a public speaker, and be blind and deaf?
Right,
she did it. I mean, but she did it.
Who were the doctors that were around saying, and this is how we taught her?
Why would this all be made up? I don't understand
what the
end game is.
I mean,
TikTok is from China, and this is part of the 100-year plan from the from the communist Chinese. They're trying everything that's American and legendary, they're trying to destroy.
I'm asking, like, what would be the point of creating the character Helen Keller?
For like fictional reasons,
I mean,
like Frankenstein.
Like to inspire people, maybe.
What's
or
with
something?
The Frankenstein? That is not even close to what we're talking about.
Wiggy obviously loves Frankenstein.
No, I mean, it's like a fictional character that, you know, who wrote the book? Wasn't it like Mary Shelley or something like that?
Yes,
Frankenstein, yes. That was Mary Shelley's Frankenstein.
Yeah, and then that was, you know.
Nice pole wigs.
How long ago was that?
Long time ago.
I don't know the relevance.
This is, so it's kind of like the Flat Earthers, it's like Kyrie Irving and the Flat Earthers, right?
Didn't he backtrack on that after the fact?
On what?
On Flat Earth. Didn't he come out later and say that he actually didn't believe it? I think he did, maybe.
He said he was only joking or something?
Yeah, something like that. But even within this story, there's a controversy within a controversy because you have the first one being that members of Gen Z don't believe that Helen Keller existed. And then you have the entire community who's saying that that belief is ableist, saying that, you know, believing that someone with disabilities couldn't possibly do what you do is incredibly ableist and inappropriate. So it's like this, I mean, this is, I have gone down like three rabbit holes on Twitter already this week, and I am exhausted.
I'm hearing a lot of unconscious bias from some of the people.
Yeah.
Well, here's a great question. Why is there Braille on the drive-thru ATM? Great question.
Because the ATMs are probably produced, the panels are probably produced standard, and people do walk up to drive through ATMs.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe
what if the vestibule's closed, guy?
All right.
What are
the
you going to do? I know you don't carry cash, but...
I wouldn't be recommending a blind person to walk to a drive through.
Here's...
Well, how else are they going to get their money?
Here's Johnny. Hello, Johnny?
Hey, Greg, I got to tell you, if Marty Walsh can be a public speaker, there's no way that Helen Keller couldn't be.
That's the Secretary of Labor, you mean? Your new Secretary of Labor,
As
Martin
it to
Walsh?
Be confirmed, Secretary
yes,
of Labor?
Yes. All right. Are we getting to trending now, Ken?
Please.
Thank
God. All right, let's do it.
The home of Super Bowl 55. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
First time people look forward to my trending in show history.
Seriously.
Well, we could all use a little extra money. Find Mass Money, a free service of the state treasurer's office. Over $3 billion worth of unclaimed property. Find yours at findmassmoney.com. If Brady chokes, which if he loses, what happens to Curtis over the weekend? What happens to him Monday?
I don't know if he'll even come in on Monday.
Mm. Yep. Might retire.
There's no way he comes in.
I'll come in because Wiggy's not here, so I don't get to
do that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Does that factor in? Does a Buccaneers loss factor in when it comes to the Brady versus Bill debate?
No.
Who was most responsible? No,
nope.
Doesn't.
Okay. It's over.
If he loses, it will. Oh yes, that will reoccur.
Oh, if he loses this week?
No, next week.
Oh, no. Next week?
Last year?
No, this week.
Yeah, if he loses this week, or even if he loses next week, this season is a failure for Tom Brady and what we all expected.
Because he had the dream team down there?
Because he had the dream team, and I think most of us were on board that with this team and the skill set that they have, they should at least get to the NFC Championship game.
Okay.
Right. He'll probably have Aaron Rodgers and the Packers the next week. That would be a huge game. If he wins that, then it was worth leaving.
If he wins a playoff game, it's a success no matter what.
Yeah, you can't really.
But we'll have all the games this weekend on WEEI. Coverage brought to you in part by the Massachusetts Paid Family and Medical Leave Program. Celtics-Wizards tonight, 7:30. Wiggy has been defending Kyrie's latest absence all morning. Missed last night's
football
game.
Which is weird.
All I said was I can't believe that he didn't tell anybody.
He didn't.
Well, it's for personal reasons. I mean, it could be something serious. I mean, you do have to let that play out, right?
It could be. But you don't inform work? I mean, everybody informs work.
Right. That's why I don't buy this story. And we already know about Kyrie and the whole media, and they can't stand him. And what did I say? They want to see his downfall. And the Brooklyn Nets look like they were playing good, and Kyrie and Durant look like it was working. So I just don't understand that he didn't tell anybody. That's where I'm just lost.
What's hard to understand?
That he's not even going to call. He's not even going to call Katie like, Katie, bro. I'm not going to be able to make it tonight. I'm dealing with some issues.
This is exactly how he's acted at every place he's played.
he never missed anything and didn't tell nobody here.
Okay. And the 20th captain in Bruins history is...
It's Bergeron! It's Patrice!
Let's
next
go!
Thursday. There
Let's
go.
Get hockey Which, season yeah. underway.
Boom. It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
This is Charlie from Milford. What's up, Charlie?
Hey, Greg, how you doing? It's first time caller. I had to dial in and wait this morning because I couldn't believe the conversation I was hearing about Helen Keller.
Yes, Wiggy is obsessed with it. He was talking to me the whole entire break about it. It's
crazy. I just looked this up real quick on Wikipedia, but she lived up until 1968, so it's not like she's some fictional character out there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been books written, and there was a movie about her, I remember from when I was a kid, where she could hear until she was 2 years old or so, and then she lost that, but she could still communicate. She could, and the way she learned was when, I think it was Ann Sullivan, if I'm reading correctly, used touch to explain things to her. She would draw letters in her hand and then give her objects that would show her. And that's how she learned, and that's how she progressed, and that's how it all happened. So it's not fictional.
But this is how history is lost, because you have a whole generation that doesn't believe she was real.
Well, I think the person might be real, right?
But you don't believe the story?
You think the story is exaggerated?
Yeah,
it's hyperbolic?
Yeah, because that's where the fascination, Danielle, is for me is – back then, and I'm on a Wikipedia page as well.
She's good, but really getting needy.
The fact that she was born in 1880, right?
Yeah.
So she lived in an era where there wasn't a ton of technology. And so it would be extremely...
Why would they create this character?
Well, I didn't say she was created, but maybe just that, like, you know how
they're exaggerated. Maybe she was blind, but not deaf.
Yeah, you know how some people,
completely.
Like, they're like, you know, I'm legally blind. you can't see, but you can't kind of see. Have you ever, you know, somebody who's...
You mean she was just colorblind?
Well, I don't know.
Was she LB?
But it's fascinating to think at 2 years old, like, so, all right, if the caller just said, like, the letter A, how does she even know what that letter means or feels if the only thing she can do is feel it? Nobody mm-hmm. can say, hey, this is an A, because she can't hear that.
Maybe right. we should give you the same training she got.
I mean, it is, you're right, it is somewhat fascinating to think about how mm-hmm. it happened right. if she were both blind and deaf. Oh.
Little known fact, she was Ordway's first sports flash girl.
That's why I would love to know how the doctors talk.
She was far more easy to understand than Pete.
Gen Z probably, they probably think she couldn't communicate with other human beings because she couldn't text. that's probably their...
But Gen Z also wouldn't be able to operate a Walkman.
Walkman. Hello, John.
I had the waterproof one.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, boys.
What's up?
Come with style, Aria. Hey, listen, that gentleman just referenced a great movie. I know I'm old, I know it's dated, it's in black and white, but 1962, Anne Bancroft played, that gentleman's right, I believe the name is Annie Sullivan. She came to the family to teach Patty Duke, mm-hmm. Helen Keller. She taught her by the use of field wigs. She showed her how she, like, touched things like water or something else, and then she'd do the signage for it. And
but how would she know it's water? Like, if she
put her hand in the water wiggy and you feel water and it's wet, right? Then Anne Bancroft and Annie Sullivan would keep repeating the sign language, like with her. I guess it's actually a combination, but with her hands, she'd spell out what it was, and she did it over and over and over and over again. And if I remember from the movie, there's a time she's at the well or something, Patty Duke, Helen Keller, and she feels the water coming out, and she produces the language in hand stuff to Annie Bancroft. You got to see it, but it was for the time. Sounds like a great movie.
But like
thanks,
can we throw water on Curtis like she did on no, the but character?
But Greg, Ken is the perfect person to ask this question. Ken, how old's your daughter?
3.
She's 3 years old. So at 2 years old, right, is when she that's when she supposedly lost her sight and hearing.
Yeah.
Like, at 2 years old, how much stuff did your daughter really know?
She knew how to speak for sure by then. I mean, I don't think letter comprehension was totally there.
She knew never to go outside without a hazmat suit on.
Right.
That's the only thing his daughter knows.
So
never to interact with other human beings unless you're 12 feet away.
So to Helen Keller, any liquid would be water. So she could be touching milk.
Oh, that's a great point.
Like that's
I never thought of that.
That's where I'm like, how are you teaching? Okay, if you're telling her this is water, any liquid that she comes in contact with, she's instantly going to think it's water.
Texter says that she was used the same way as Rosie the Riveter was, which is to inspire people, and so the story may have been exaggerated.
That's all I'm asking.
To inspire disabled people.
Right. So maybe, I'm not saying she didn't exist and she didn't, you know, have maybe hearing or sight loss, but was it, how extreme was it?
I'm on board with this now, maybe.
Yeah.
Curtis, are you on board with this?
As long as it means we're moving on, yes.
Curtis doesn't
like this
topic.
Is there a TikTok dance that goes along with it?
My bad. I didn't, you know, it's a fascinating story.
She went to Radcliffe College. Well, like, there's records of her... academic performance.
Let's get back to Trump and the lady who gets $25,000 for her Audi.
Let's go to TikTok and see what's trending.
The lady.
The lady who gets $25,000 for her Audi.
Yes, let's get back to
the Hackasaurus, you mean?
Whoever the lady who gets the car stipend every month.
Karen Spolka.
Yeah, let's get back to Karen Spolka then. Let's get off Helen Keller.
She is a Hackasaurus.
Yeah, we want to get Curtis engaged.
Wait, I'm right here at her Wikipedia. It says she was dead in 1968. Wow, Wiggy.
It's a fascinating...
These kinds of things fascinate Wiggy.
It's like a fascinating conversation. I don't care what you said. You're telling me this lady couldn't hear and she couldn't see, and she lost it at 2 years old, but she was one of the, you know, like, you know, she was a great speaker. She went to college.
Yeah.
She accomplished all this stuff. I'm just fascinated by that.
That's why we know who she is, because she's a remarkable woman.
But also, in a time where there wasn't social media, it's possible that some of these stories about people's accomplishments were exaggerated and nobody, there was no way to verify. No
proof. Right. And because it's all written by man. So maybe, yeah. maybe she couldn't, she could kind of see a little bit or could hear a little bit.
Maybe she was pretending.
Oh, that's a possibility. We've seen that before.
Hey, that's listen. A hard fake, though.
I thought your defund the police theory was off the rails, but this one is.
How old is Liz Warren? She's in her, like, 70s, and she told us all this time she was Native American.
Oh, that makes sense. Helen Keller's a fraud, though.
Hillary Baldwin.
Hilaria?
Yeah, I mean, she was able
to. Don't bring me into it, please.
How about Liz Warren for state dinosaur? Is that a possibility? Hello? Oh. Single Twitter Vicky is on the phone.
Lovely.
Have you ever called the new show?
I have not.
Oh, nice to
so
talk.
So hi. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I had to call today because, Wiggy, I adore you. I love everything about you.
Thank you.
But. The big but. You educate us on the things we don't know. You're constantly trying to educate us on the things we don't know. And I love that about you. But right now, you don't know this woman's life. And you're questioning it in a way that doesn't make sense. Like, is Anne Frank next? Did she really live in the attic? What did this woman do?
Right.
Well, just I'm asking the questions. That's all.
Yeah.
Right?
I think it's
asking the question, caller.
That's what they want. Everybody wants, hey, Bill, what happened to Butler? I'm just asking the question. What's up with Helen Keller? How'd she do it?
This is Jim. Hey, Jim.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up,
lady?
Jim?
I understand what Wiggy's trying to say. Now, you can stick Helen Keller's hand in a bowl of water and draw a W on her hand. How does she understand the concept of water? How does she know the concept of wet? Do you know what I mean? Like, you can tell her it's water. How does she know what water is?
Mm, right. It's a good
point. You know, so, I mean, it's a little weird. There's a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode where Larry David's talking to a blind guy, and he references The Flash. Blind guy says, who are you talking about? And he says, you know, The Flash, the guy in a red suit. The blind guy goes, I don't know what red is.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same thing.
So you're saying, how did they ever get to the point where she could... Right.
Yeah, which she could put the things in connection, like
because she didn't have both of those senses.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, like, if she doesn't know just letters, how can she then put words together? Right. If she's, I mean,
half of us can barely do it half the time.
Right. But even with Ken, like at 2 years old, your kid, you know, they can barely say. You'd be lucky if you can get them say a few words in the letters in the alphabet. But to think that. You know, if you can't hear and you can't see, how are they now making the connection where she can go, oh, this is water. This is milk.
Here's a text that says, this is what happens when a football player has teachers pass him through high school and students take all of his college classes for him. He doesn't.
That's very good.
I'm the kid in the class asking the question.
Yeah, I understand.
Mm-hmm. And he's the one with the college degree among you three.
Oh, this is pee because it's warm. I don't know. How's she know
I
all
got
that?
A degree.
Oh, you graduated Hofstra?
Not Hofstra, no.
She graduated? Yeah, what, I can't have a degree?
Well, he was saying you, but not me and Greg.
She went to the Barbizon Beauty School, or whatever that place was
degree.
Called.
No.
This is Kenny. Hello, Kenny.
Hello, am I on?
Yes, sir, you're on.
All right, good morning, everybody. Thank
Hello.
You for taking my call.
Yes.
I'm going back a little while because I've been on hold for a while. I tried getting in earlier, and I couldn't get through.
Okay, go ahead.
But, Wiggy, yep. I agree with you 100%. I raised my kids to be New England fans, Boston fans. A quick, short story. My daughter moved down to New Jersey. My future son-in-law is from Staten Island. He's a New York fan, and obviously not this year because of the pandemic, but the last few years we've gone down to Yankee Stadium to see the Red Sox and Yankees play.
Mm-hmm.
And I had obviously we're surrounded by Yankees fans, and we have all our Red Sox gear on, me, my girlfriend, my daughter, and my future son-in-law has his Yankees stuff on. There was a Yankees fan that told me, he says, what's the name on the back of your jersey? And I said, there isn't one. I just have a Red Sox jersey. He said, then you're a true fan. He said, that's the reason why the New York Yankees do not put names on the back of their jerseys, whether it's a home game, whether it's a home game or an away game. They do not put names on the back of their jerseys.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So you're also not rooting for Tom Brady because he left the Patriots.
I agree with Wiggy where I say I'd love to see Tom Brady have another Super Bowl performance where he throws a 500 yards and loses.
Well, okay.
That's it.
All right, gets back to Helen Keller.
This is Bob. Oh, he's a good guy.
He wants to talk about Karen's book.
He's a good story there about his son.
She got an SUV Audi. $25,000 doesn't cover that.
Bob has some kind of an obscure reference. Yes, Bob.
Yeah. Hey, Greg. Hey, I just remember the movie Mask with Cher?
Yes.
When the kid was putting, like, the hot rocks in the blind girl's hand and explaining what hot was and all that?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if they did that back then, but who the hell knows?
Yes. This is Glenn. From the Cape. Hello, Glenn.
Hello, how you doing?
What's up?
Hi.
So I just wanted to tell you something. With Helen, the whole thing that was going on was that when they manipulated her hands and had her touch the water and all that, was all that she learned that that things have names, that there is language. And when she was able to get that concept, she was able to communicate about things. And at the time, she probably didn't know the difference between water and milk, except maybe she could smell it.
But how did she learn? But Wiggy is right. How did she learn that there was a concept of things having names if she couldn't hear?
I think that's just something inherent in the way the human brain is wired that we can do that.
Yeah. Really?
She had that capability, because then she could, put words together and talk about things. And, once she was able to do that and expand her vocabulary and learn other things, and then say, hey, I want to learn about such and such.
Yeah.
It says on Wikipedia, I don't know how true it is, she lost her sight and hearing at the age of like 19 months. All right. So a little bit less than 2 years that we're talking about. And your brain isn't really developed at that time. So I'm just like, all right, at 19 months, how are you then teaching a kid to do anything when they don't have that much knowledge? Because they haven't. It's one thing if she was 18 or 15, like Ray Charles, I think he was about 9 or 10 when he lost his sight, right, in his movie. Yeah. And so he's at an age where he's got a little bit of comprehension because of the years that he's been on the earth, this earth for.
You know that if it happened in the movie, it also actually happened in his real life.
What?
I don't know. I'm just basing it off.
What?
You're basing it off the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's an extraordinary achievement if she did it.
Mm-hmm.
It's impressive.
Hello, Kelly.
Hey, Greg. Hey, Wiggs.
What's up?
I just wanted to comment, you guys keep talking about Helen Keller, and I think most people have had children on the show, except Danielle and Curtis. When did you start teaching your kids how to talk? Like one?
Yeah, I mean,
what did you start teaching them with?
Yeah, you like talk.
Like water, I want to drink, I'm thirsty, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
So she could have reasonably known water before she lost all those abilities.
Right,
stuff
possible.
Like that. So like the water stuff, like, I'm not saying that she 100% did everything that she did, but it's a lot believable because, like, the first 3 years of your life are the most development you ever get. So she had most of that, not all of it. So she had the ability and probably the senses, at least.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Curtis, thankfully, I believe we're up against the clock.
Yeah.
Oh, drats.
That's it. But next sec, when they're going to tease Karen Spilker. She's actually got a new Audi. This one came out.
Well, she's just got a pay raise.
You're going to be surprised when you hear what kind it is, Greg.
Breaking news. Wiggy doesn't understand Brilliant Woman.
I think I was wrong earlier when I said the government hadn't done anything during the pandemic. They actually voted themselves a pay raise. So I stand corrected on that. All right. We are going to take a break, but we'll be right back.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.